the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation.
Amen. If I had a title for my song or my sermon, it would be Now is the Day of Salvation for each one of us here. We don't wait till we die and see if, you know, we qualify and that type of thing. And the crutch of my sermon here, and I'll cut it short because this is it's a vast area. I'll have to admit, I looked up almost 100 different verses for this. And trying to contain it is really something else. You know that salvation is mentioned about well over 50 times, being saved about 100 times, paradise many more times throughout the Bible. The whole Bible is about Christ and his salvation, his death on the cross, and his gift to us, right, eternal life. And why, and I won't look up the verse right now, but why we don't accept that. I know that Christ in Jerusalem has said, how often I have called you children that would come to me under my wings like a chicken would gather her chickens, but you would not. You would not. Why would we turn down such an offer? Why would we turn down eternal life? It's almost beyond me for the things of this world that we get carried away with. The thing I want to talk about, I've talked about before, and I want to tell a little bit about the reaction to that. But salvation, saved for eternal life, destined for heaven, restored for heaven, a restoration. I have a neighbor, and I don't, can I talk out here? People hear me?
No, you can hear it. If you want
it. I have a neighbor, and he's a great guy, but he has about 25 cars or so in his, is it on?
Oh, no, just press that one.
He has about 25 cars in his lot, and, but he did build a fence so I wouldn't have to look at him. But he restores cars, and these are all old classics and stuff. And I think of myself as kind of an old classic. He takes these cars and makes them better than they were. They're restored. And that's kind of what God wants to do to us. I can remember one of the 40 Fords painted up more beautiful than I'd ever seen 40 Ford. I used to have one back in high school. He was walking up to it. Before he got there, he pushed the button, the doors opened for him. I thought maybe you had a 44. Okay, is that working?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know about these little fuzzy things. Think the mouse is crawling on here. Anyway, they become much better than what they originally were. He puts hydraulic brakes on them. He puts power steering. He puts bigger, stronger engines in them. They have disc brakes, all the things that they didn't have. It's not working? Click it up closer. I'll leave on mine.
It does look like a mouse.
How's it now? Too loud, probably. Okay, anyway, that's, this rattles in my own head too strong. That's the way it is for us. When we're restored, we're not going to be like we were even when we were young. We're going to be much better. Much better. Stronger, more intelligent, not forgetful. And you know what? I'll never have to ask for forgiveness again. And neither will you. Because we won't be doing anything wrong. We won't have that nature. We have chose God to take that nature from us. And when it's complete, we will be perfect. We will be perfect. Now, when I'm down south, This is typical for a PE teacher to have his clipboard. When I was down south, we go to a church called Orange Coast Church, and the pastor there gave a sermon one day on salvation, and it inspired me to give that sermon on salvation. And he always starts his talk with, "I've got good news for you." And he always ends his sermon with, "And that's good news." And if salvation isn't good news, there is no good news. Anyway, his father, he's like a third generation Adventist. His father was a pastor. And he says, back in those days, my father would say, "Well, we do this much and we do this much, and then Jesus does the rest." And then he shook his head. He says, "My father was so wrong. My father was so wrong. We do it all. I mean, Jesus did it all for us, like the song that we sang. We have nothing to add to our salvation." Right. And I'll try to explain that a little bit more. But sometimes Adventists are very reluctant to say, "I'm saved," or that I have salvation, or that I'm looking forward to eternal life. And a lot of that is because we have a lot of the, you know, the church bell people go around yelling, "You're saved, you're saved. Don't you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ?" "Yes, I do." "Oh, you're saved, brother, you're saved." Nobody has the right or the power to pronounce you saved. Only you know that. And that's by giving your heart to Jesus. And so because they're so outspoken with that, I think Adventists are a little more conservative. But some are so conservative, I can't quite believe it. I'll give you an example. I talked about, Jesus, we do so much of our work and then Jesus does the rest to get us to heaven. As soon as I made that statement, and that was here in this church, we had a member just stand up. That's exactly what it is. Ellen G. White said something like that way back when. And I said, "Wait, if Ellen G. White did say something like that, she was wrong." He was appalled. Ellen G. White was wrong. She was a person, just like you and me. And everything she says, compare to Scripture. And if it meets, then it's right. Then it's right. And I'll give you another example of that. My little brother, who I lost years ago, when we were very young, our family was Adventists. And we went to, you know, cradle roll and then the little, what's the next step? Elementary something. But anyway, he makes a statement. "Well, in my Sunday Sabbath school class, we had Jacob's Ladder." I was even going to bring out the backboard and put Jacob's Ladder. "And here we are down here in earth, and here is heaven up here, and we have these stair steps to Jacob's Ladder." And that the kids, as they came to church, if they knew their memory verse, they got another step on the ladder to heaven. Well, we were latchkey kids. Our parents didn't work with it. We didn't hardly see our parents. I raised my little brother. And he says, "All these kids are on their way to heaven. And here I am, still down in hell." And that's the way he felt. Because all the other kids were working their way to heaven. That's not the way it is, people. That's not the way it is. God wants us to know that we have salvation. God wants us to know that we can be saved now. We've been talking about rest. How can you rest if you think, "I haven't earned my salvation yet. I've got to do this and I got to do this. And then maybe, God will accept me." And now, another subject I could really get into is probably turn more people away from salvation and the belief of God is hell's fire. How can anybody believe that we have a God that's going to torture people for all eternity? I'm not going to believe in that God. And that's why a lot of people have turned to other beliefs, especially evolution. And of course the other people, they're saved and now they can run out and do anything they want. No, you can't. In fact, one of the things I'd like to ask you now, and I'll ask you at the end of my talk, are you working for salvation? Or are you working because you were appreciative of your salvation? That's the big difference, people. Your physical efforts don't mean a thing. It's your heart efforts and where your heart is. And if your heart's in the right place, you're going to do the right thing. If you love me, Jesus said, you'll keep my commandments.
Amen.
And more. Do we have a work to do? I'm going to... One thing that, I won't mention his name, but one thing he brought up was Philippians 2:12. If you want to look that up, you can. If not, I'll tell you what it's about. It mentions there for us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And he says there, see, we have to work out our own salvation. He got that text all messed up. The rest of the Bible, Paul preaches, hey, Jesus did it all. It's by grace you're saved. Not by works that anybody should boast. What do you mean work out your salvation with fear and trembling? And I'll tell you this, we do have a work to do. If you studied our lesson this week, our marching orders right here on Tuesdays, we have a job to do, and that's spread the everlasting gospel to the ends of the earth. And I'm glad I'm part of the Adventist Church who is doing that.
Amen.
And that we can take a part of that in our own neighborhood, and we can take a part of it in worldwide activities. With our finances and support of our missionaries, we have a great work to do. Work out with fear and trembling. I think about a song. Have you seen them crucify my Lord? Have you seen?
Were you there?
Huh?
Were you there?
Were you there? That's it. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it makes me tremble. If you're not trembling and fearful of what our God did for us, there's something wrong with you. That's what that means. Our God has done it all. And he's done it all for us. Just some of the verses. Most of my talks are pretty short, but to the point. Romans 3:22. All have sinned, shall fall short of salvation. Luke 20:25. Simeon, seeing the baby, he was the priest in the temple, who was told that he'll see God's salvation before he dies. He saw the baby Jesus. And he says, I have seen God's salvation. By all the, no other name now we are saved except through Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's Acts 12. Some of the other verses that I picked out. Know that you have eternal life. You can read that in 1 John 5:13. Know that you have eternal life. And if I can bend your ear just for a little bit more, I have so many other verses. I mean, like I say, salvation, that's what the Bible's all about. That's what the Bible's all about. And In Luke 19:9, if you want to look that up, I'm not going to take the time to read it all. Go look it up. In fact, I'm terrible with those onion skin leaves on the Bible. It takes me 10 minutes to get to a text. But in Luke 19:9, Jesus mentions that salvation, today, salvation has come to this house. Anybody remember who he was talking to? This is Zacharias. This is Zacharias. When he...
Zacchaeus.
No.
Zacharias, little guy in the tree.
Zacchaeus. Yes. The little man that was a tax collector who was cheating, and he kind of... He gave everything back, and he, Jesus said, today, salvation has come to this house. Does that mean he ran off to heaven that day? Did he see paradise that day? No, but it was assured to him. And so I'd like to bring up, and this is another, thing that other churches see something else in. Jesus said to the criminal on the cross beside him, today, you'll be with me in paradise. Basically what he says, today you've been saved. Just like today, you can be saved if you haven't given your heart completely to Jesus. You can be saved. He wasn't saying, hey, we're going to run off to heaven that day, because that criminal didn't even die that day. And Jesus, he said he hadn't gone to his Father after 3 days in the grave. Other churches say, oh, that proves that, you know, you go right to heaven after you die. And we know that's not true as Adventists. But can you imagine Christ hanging on the cross? His disciples have run and hid themselves. He's been spit on, cursed at, made a joke of by the soldiers, jeered by the people. And he's hanging on a cross, and even the criminals started criticizing him. But in the process of that, this one criminal, he looks over, and he has a heart to receive Jesus. He sees that this is truly the Son of God. He feels it. He's a criminal. He's dying. And one thing that he said that you need to remember, he said, I deserve what I'm getting on this cross, but not this man. Do we deserve the things that we're getting that we don't enjoy? Do we deserve the pain, the difficulties in our life? No, we deserve that and more. Right now we're living in a society where, oh, nobody deserves anything, it's somebody else's fault. But here, Jesus, how good did that feel? That as he's dying for mankind, here is a man that receives his salvation, that is open to it. He's dying there, and right beside him, a man says, remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom. That was a great thing. And that criminal was saved that day. He didn't run off to paradise, but I really believe that Jesus wanted to use more of a description of salvation than just that word. He wanted that man to know, you're on your way to paradise. And you'll be with me there. What a wonderful promise. And he promises each one of us the same thing. Like I said, I could go on with the verses here, but time is running out. And maybe another time I can digress on that. But people, what I want you to know is Jesus did it all. He did it for you and me. And all we have to do is accept it, want it, and let it change our hearts. How can anybody turn that down? How can anybody turn that kind of love down? That lady right there, she loves me. I can't turn her down. I'll close with the thought again. Are you working for your salvation? Are you working hard? Are you doing all the things that you think you need to do? Or are you working because you are appreciative of the salvation that has been given to you freely by the blood of Jesus? I feel like praying now, but we're supposed to have a song, and I'll close with a prayer. So our song is, and it fits right in what I'm talking about, 608. Oh, what is it? 462. Oh, okay. Blessed Assurance. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you are our story and our song, that we praise you all day long, that we are so delighted in what you have done for us that we can't help but share that good news with other people. Lord, I can't see anybody turning it down once they understand. John the Baptist was given the job of making known the knowledge of salvation. Lord, that same job is ours. Help us to make known to others the knowledge of salvation. Lord, it overwhelms me that you have died, suffered, and cared for us. It overwhelms me that you observing our little meeting here today, that you're here with us. Lord, it's incomprehensible. We can't wrap our minds around that. But one thing we know, through faith, that it's true. Through faith, we love you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be with us now as we leave this place. May we walk with you till we meet again. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Amen.